This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Toes.
Yeah, you said ooh this morning, and I could see the smudge over there, so I fired the Lysol wipes, the last of them. You can use both of them. You got to use the last one. It's the last one in the thing. You got to clean that stuff up. I don't know what that is all over the desk this morning. But you wonder why I come in every day and I, you know, hose down the place, because every day there's nastiness on these microphones, on these desks. I don't know what people do in this studio after we leave the studio, but it can't be as bad as our sister station in New York. They were talking the other day, WFAN guy came in. He goes, I don't know who's doing the overnight. There's a fingernail, there's tobacco, and there's a drink stain or something of that nature. And I'm like, that is disgusting. But, you know, we deal with it here with the chewed pens that Carrington leaves out all over the place and the stains on the desk and all that kind of stuff. So welcome to Friday, Dusty. I hope you're okay over there.
Yeah. Just locked in my tetanus shot at CVS after the show.
Dude, the one on Metcalf, or are you going to be able to get the one on Metcalf because of 30 cops that are on Metcalf this morning? What's going on out there? You guys came through a hell to get here today, huh?
So, like, little secret behind the curtain, I always take a different way into work. Yeah,
you and
week.
I both. Did you start doing that after I told you that? Have you always done that?
No, I've been doing that since after hours.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing that for years, too.
And the reason why I did it after hours is because I would come into the station at 4:15, so getting ready to hit the nuts and bolts of rush hour, and I would Google Map the fastest route. And some days it would be 95th. Some days it would, Metcalf. Some days it would be Null, and some days it would be 69 to Shawnee Mission Parkway. Well, as you probably know, around 4:30, 4:45, 69 and 4:35 is very just congested.
Right, yeah.
So it'd be like, take Metcalf. Or at times, it's like 4:15, 4:30. Metcalf is, you know, brutal. I consider it my 7 highway of Kansas.
Yeah, right.
So 7 highway of Missouri is always a nightmare. You never want to be on it at any time, whatever. So then I started figuring out Null. So then once you get all the routes down, you're like, okay, and then now I do morning shows. I kind of implicate that whole thing in the morning. Long story long.
Boy, we're nuts together, brother, because I take a different route every single day to work.
So does our boss.
Steven does?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. He says he has 2 to 3 different ways to work. I don't think that's uncommon.
Honestly, on the tech side, do you do that? Because I have a route that I take, this is the OCD in me. Each day of the week, I have a specific route that I take to work.
That's a little different. Yeah, because I just randomly will do it. I'm like, let's get off of Metcalf today.
Yeah, now it's changing with 4:35 and 69 being the utter disaster that it is for the next 6 months.
Home.
There's no way out anymore. But I'll take Quivira up sometimes, or I'll take, you know, over to 35, you know, different routes on different days just to break it up a little bit, just to do something different.
And that probably
goes
back to when I was a kid, because like when we would go to my grandparents' house, we lived in Blue Springs and our grandparents lived in Lee Summit. We would take different routes home. Like we either take like Colburn home to 7 or
that's because dad was drinking and he was hiding from the cops back in the day that you just didn't know about.
Not at this grandparents' house. This is always tea, water, Diet Coke.
Oh,
this house.
Nice.
100%.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. There's something going on Metcalf. Mac knows. Like, we were driving in. I was on Metcalf coming in from 435, and there's like four cops at the by Maloney's and the dealership. Go up the road. There's like three cops by the Quick Trip. Go up the road. There's like four cops, and the road's blocked off. Had to take a detour. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's insane. If anybody knows what is going on Metcalf, let us know on the text line today, because you said there were like 20 or so cops out there. That's a lot of cops on a Friday morning at, you know, 5 o'clock or whatever, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Like, that usually is after the time that the drunks are out. You know, when the drunks usually get in about 3:30 or so, and about 4:30 by the time you're on the road headed to work, usually the people that are on the road when we're going, you're either going to work or they're going to the airport. There's really not much in between of what people are doing when we're out on the roads. And so when you said there's a lot of cops out there, that could be a scary situation. I'd love to know what's going on.
I acted like I just left the bar too. I'm like, oh no, is this a checkpoint? Like, why would you care,
but you do, though. Yeah. You do. You have that.
You've been asleep for 6 hours, man. Yeah. Like, no booze in your system. Like, I was like, sorry, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. No, you have that moment. It doesn't matter if you're totally sober or it's Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you see the police behind you, like, uh-oh, what did I do? I'm scared. I'm nervous, you know? And you really have nothing to worry about, but you're put into that situation because you see the police and you get nervous. So, yeah, whatever's happening on Metcalf, people, let us know. Let us know what's going on down there today, because if it's something wild and crazy, we need to know about that so we can get the word out for people to avoid that area of town, because with 435 and 69 now pretty much closed down, Metcalf is probably going to be an alternate route for a lot of people going either north or south.
And I don't know if it's still that way. We've been here for about 45 minutes. So I don't know if it's still shut down. I do think this is funny. You guys are my favorite then. Being a cop working a closed road, so many folks only know one way to their work, not to mention everyone has phones. And that's what I told you. Yeah. I was like, iPhone, man. Like, if you don't know where you're going, like, Google Map, like, hit it. It'll get you there, I promise.
Well, I think that's become a big problem for a lot of people, though, because nobody does know where they're going now. Without, how many people are you seeing from the, like, from the left lane turning right or missing an exit and stopping in the middle of the highway and trying to back up and get to their exit? Like, people are driving like total ass clowns these days because they have their GPS
life
and they just don't know where they're going. I mean, I see so many people just go from the left to the right, from the right to the left, over lanes of traffic, like...
To be fair, I sometimes want to, like, break my phone in anger because you're like, it's like, in 50 feet, turn right. You're like, good God, okay, I needed to know that maybe 2 minutes ago.
But why not know where you're going before you get out and not need that device is what I'm getting at. No, like, know where you're going, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just, like, not everybody knows where they're going all the time. Like, if I'm going to, like, a remote location, I'm coming from Lee's Summit, I've got to go to, like, the ends of the earth, Kansas.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, all right, I don't know where this is at. I'm not from this area of the state. I'm going to type in the location. Then it's like, I look at it and I'll zoom out and follow the route. I'm like, okay, so I'm taking 35 to 60.
Yeah, you kind of have an idea.
So then I'm like,
all
right,
yes.
But then I'll start paying more attention once I get closer in. And it's like, your destination is on the right. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but you kind of have an idea of where you're going. I just think, you know.
Let us know what's going on in that cab.
Yeah, let us know, because if it's something interesting, I want to know about it. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to know. I'm very curious as to what's going on down there today.
After Cougar Chow.
Could be.
Probably are.
How was that game yesterday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Was it loud with all the kids?
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It was very loud on TV a couple of times that I heard. Even Lefevre's like enough.
Lefevre goes, boy, if you give them a chance to scream, they will.
There were a couple times, but I think Emily could attest, because she was saying that she thought it was going to be bad, as you mentioned, but she was like, it was actually a lot better today. But there were a couple times where I asked my friend, I was like, what the hell is that? She's like, I think that's the kids.
Yeah, it is. School day. Yeah. School day at the K is what it is. And, you know, fly ball to the outfield that's popped up, you know, behind the shortstop is a screamer because everybody thinks it's a home run at that point in time. But, you know, you could tell Lefevre's like, all right, I've done 30 years of this.
Yeah.
I'm about done with school day at the K. I'll be taking this day off from now on. You know, I was just laughing because every time they yelled, I was like, there it is, school day at the K.
The whole stadium was packed, though. Not just I mean, it was packed.
25,000 there.
It
yesterday.
Was awesome.
Good crowd yesterday. Great day.
Yeah.
Yeah, great day to go out and watch the boys win and score 10. Everybody happy today? We good? Or are we upset now that the Pope's a White Sox fan and we're screwed? I mean, like, are we good? Are we good? Are we good?
What a hell of a day it was yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Twitter yesterday may have been one of the top 5 days of all time. I mean, it was so good.
They put
yesterday.
A damn picture of a Chicago deep dish and put an arrow to the sauce and an arrow to the crust. And where it said the sauce said the blood, and then where the crust was, it said the body.
Yeah.
And that was the first one I saw.
I think the best part of the entire day was the Cubs just assuming this guy was a Cub fan and putting on their marquee, he's a Cub fan. And then his brother's like, I don't know where this Cub stuff is coming from. This guy's a White Sox fan. And then the White Sox tweeting out later in the day their marquee saying, hey, he's a White Sox fan too. Like a direct shot at the Chicago Cubs. Just because somebody's from Chicago memo here to the Cubs doesn't mean they like your team, okay? Your team, just because they're in Chicago and somebody's from there, doesn't mean they're automatically Cub fans. I love how they jumped right to that. Everybody's like, no, he's a White Sox fan.
Yeah, but you'd rather be a Cubs fan. Like, I think traditionally and currently, right, obviously, like, what is it, like, the Cubs are from North Side?
Yeah.
Chicago's White Sox are South Side. So
that's
like,
right.
They're like the greasers and the sharks.
Yeah,
the
right,
guys
exactly.
Snap their fingers and they meet together. Yeah. One guy, for crap's sake, one guy's got a guy on their team named Pete Crow Armstrong.
Yeah.
You think he plays for the White Sox or the Cubs?
No, he's a definite Chicago Cub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pete Crow Armstrong ain't going to fly on the South Side. Those guys are going to be like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. You know, Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a right fielder for the Cubs. Boy, is he. And he's really good, too. Then it's like Yoan Moncada, White Sox. Chris Sale, cuts up jerseys, White Sox.
Yeah, the
remember
cuts
that
up
night?
Jersey night was fantastic. I don't remember what that was about,
he didn't
though. But
like the jerseys.
That's right. He went in there with like scissors and cut them all up. Like cut up everybody's jersey.
Yeah. And Ryan Zor's like, trade them like tomorrow.
I mean, I'll tell you, the White Sox have had their run, though, with those idiots that ran on the field and beat up Tom Gamboa.
And they got beat up by Aaron Guile.
I mean, yeah, well, Aaron Guile. I was talking about Aaron Guile yesterday with somebody.
He had a baseball in his hand while he was clubbing that guy's face.
So I remember that night vividly because after that had happened, and our boss called us at the time. I was working at KMBZ. He's like, well, you got to go meet the bus. So like 3 o'clock in the morning, we're standing outside of, you know, Kauffman Stadium at the time before they move it. And the bus rolls up and Gamboa gets out. He's just all bruised up in the face and all this kind of stuff. And I felt like, you know, I was a TMZ out here interviewing this guy. Just got his ass kicked in a baseball game coaching first base. I mean,
you got to see the other guy.
We saw the other guys. Yeah.
Detained.
But I mean, that's unbelievable. Well, yeah, the White Sox have had their share of things. So maybe it's time they get a little favor in their side, you know, and have the Pope as a White Sox fan because they need it. If they can't win now with the Pope on their side, they ain't never going to win.
The other video I thought was funny about the announcement of the new Pope was they showed the live shot of the smoke.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like, even the seagull was freaked out. Like, it's just like a peaceful seagull sitting there, the smoke comes out, and it's like, oh, gosh. And then they show the picture of Snoop Dogg walking
Snoop Dogg
into the Vatican.
Walking in. So good. I can't
Blockies
believe he was
nuts
there.
With it. It said, future of the Vatican, Costco, Waffle House, Buc-ee's. 2028 NFL draft, Vatican.
Yeah, like we are going to Americanize the Vatican, man. I'll tell you.
Nah, 10-0 was a good one yesterday, Mac. I'm glad you got to see that. Glad you took the best combo you can have at a game, a Surfside cocktail and Jersey Mike's sub.
Mike's. I mean, come on.
I mean, that's the best.
No
thing.
Troubles, baby.
Did
Take
you bring it. Your own sub in?
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Oh,
look at you.
It was awesome.
Pro
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Move.
Everyone loved it.
Pro move.
Oh, I brought in your lunch. Wow.
Yeah. And then you hear well, I didn't know you could bring.
No, you can. That's the dirty little secret. Yeah, they don't tell anybody. You can bring in all the food you want to those games.
I bring in a 5-pound bag of Taco Bell. And it's I'm dead serious. Sat right in front of us. 2013, whenever it was, right in front of me and my dad.
Did he just fart the entire time? I mean, that's disgusting.
He didn't talk, he was just,
eating.
Yeah.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.